time is up, and so we're going to be going into closing statements. Before we do that, I'll just let you know statistics. We've had 9 questions, of which each candidate has had a chance to answer 6 of those. So we've tried to work hard to make sure we're balanced on everything. So Ernie, we're going to start with you, 1 minute each for closing comments. Start with Ernie and work your way down the table to Barbara.
Again, I just want to thank you for coming. If I'm elected, I plan to work closely with the other council members and the mayor to do the best job I can. I love this city. I believe that it's a great place to live, and that's why we're all here. And so my goal is to work with everybody and to keep that sense of community that we have. I don't know what else to say other than thank you for being here.
Sherry took what I was going to say. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it. I know it's out of your day. There's a lot of other fun things you could be doing right now. You supported me 4 years ago, and I'd love for your support for 4 more years. I don't know if I'd go beyond 8, because I really enjoy the fact that we ought to have some term limits, especially in an area east of here. Significant term limits. I enjoy working with the citizens. I enjoy working with the city council, the mayor. I've had a great experience serving the citizens of America before. And again, I appreciate your support. You can't go wrong with anybody you choose. And we've got great, great council people that will be running this year. So good luck to all of you.
I'd like to mention just a couple things that I did fail to mention, that I have spent 10 years in the volunteer American Fork Fire Department, 2 terms on as a board of director on the American Fork Irrigation Company. I may have mentioned that I lived at the state training school. We had a house that was right next to the amphitheater. My daily commute to and from the bus stop was around the amphitheater. American Fork is my hometown. I know where the name American Fork came from. I know family traditions that have gone by the side I'd like to see come back. I love American Fork. I could live any place I want, but I choose to live in American Fork. And I've always come home to American Fork, wherever I've lived. I think I offer a diversified background to what the existing city council is, where we would complement each other and get a lot of good things done. I'd like to see American Fork go from good to great.
I'd like to thank the chamber for actually putting this on. Wherever you're at, John. Oh,
yeah.
I was looking for Hunter. Thank you. Appreciate you guys doing this. And at American Fork Hospital for allowing us to use their building. And John for moderating this. And grateful for you for showing up here. You obviously don't have to be here, but you're here because you care enough about American Fork City and the future of it that you decided to be here on a Saturday morning, even though it wasn't pancakes here, which I was disappointed at. But I'm really running for the same reason these other people are running. I love American Fork City, born and raised here, as I mentioned to you. And I agree with what Richards has to say here. American Fork City is a great place to live. I want to make it a better place to live, work, and play. And for that reason, Bolt Barrett, American Fork City Council.
All right, thank you also for being here. I think this is kind of an interesting forum, because how many times do you go someplace on Saturday morning and say, hey, would you please judge me right now and see how I am? So please come and judge me. So I just wanted to say, wow, that's an interesting experience for me. I think if you noticed in my opening statements, I didn't talk about any issues, and I obviously have some important issues that I think are really important with the city and some things we can improve upon. But the reason that I didn't is because I actually think that style matters. I think, in fact, it can be one of the most important things that matter. How you solve problems matters. It affects your effectiveness. And I have what I call 3 C's to solving problems. I have citizen engagement, collaboration, and creative problem solving. And that's kind of how I view the ability to create change. And if you can't create change, then why are you there?
When I was a newspaper reporter, through the years, I had numerous people say, why don't you run for city council? And I said, oh, I don't want to, because at least at the newspaper, I get the last word, and I don't have to campaign. And here I am. I get the last word. I'm flexible. I guess that's it. I love American Fork. I've lived here for 40 years, not quite all my life, but quite a bit of it. And I love it. I love the community, the sense of community, the way that people get along. I have served on numerous boards and groups as volunteer groups to help the community, and I would like to continue. I'd like to take the knowledge that I have gained to be able to work with the traits that I have and be able to make our community better and on the way to great. Thank you.
Thank you.